Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On the Sensational Saturday, and our Do Not Fear scripture for today is from 2 Kings 1:15. The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him." So Elijah got up and went down with him to the king. All right.
Hallelujah.
The angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid."
On today's call, we're going to discuss how to be successful or just get by. Would you like to be known as a person or someone who just gets by? Would you like to meet and socialize with important people? And by the way, there's a difference between being important and successful.
That's true.
Does that seem impossible to you? It's not. According to the Word of God, Proverbs 22:29, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." The key to meeting, working, and socializing with important people is to be diligent in your business.
That's right.
It's important to understand that being diligent in your business does not necessarily mean that you have to own your own business. The word diligent, the Hebrew word H4106 means quick, prompt, skilled, ready. The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 22:9 says it this way: "Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat to anyone."
Hallelujah.
That's good. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, once said, "If you love your work, you'll be out there every day trying to do the best you possibly can. And pretty soon, everybody around you will catch the passion from you like a fever." And you may be saying, "Yes, my brother Harold, Sister Beth, that's hard because you don't know the kind of people I work for." That may be true, but God does.
And not only that, you're working for God.
That's it.
And that's what gives you passion. Ephesians 6:7, with good will doing service as unto the Lord and not to men. God anticipated you couldn't run into that problem, and he gave you an answer to it already. Getting a fresh revelation of the scripture changes a person's attitude and their work ethic. When you understand the principle of performing your assigned duties as unto the Lord and not to some supervisor or boss, you immediately add a dimension, an extra dimension of powerful success and advancement to whatever vocation you happen to be in. The mindset will immediately increase the value you place on the things that you do for the person you work for. At the same time, your position of employment will take a much higher level of value. There's a powerful principle of increase behind the mindset of being the Lord's employee, believe me. If you're doing the job as unto the Lord, there will be a more valuable standard of excellence that will guide you into effectiveness as well as enthusiasm for your job.
That's true.
You know, not long ago, it's now come back, really, the WWJD bracelets. What would Jesus do? We still sell them and they're popular. What would you do differently on your job if you knew Jesus was evaluating your performance?
Wow.
Think about this. He is. The scripture is clear. We do everything as unto the Lord. So how do we increase our effectiveness and be classified as diligent? Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning." Paul even wrote to young Timothy, "Give attendance to reading." This is in 1 Timothy 4:13. "And study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed." That's in 2 Timothy 2:15. Hosea proclaimed, "My people are destroyed, bound for a lack of knowledge." Hosea 4:6. It's interesting that Hosea did not say that Satan is destroying us. He says that ignorance would destroy you. So Satan just helps you along the way to stay ignorant. So you need to, repeat this today. Write it down. Today is the last day I'll be ignorant about anything.
Wow.
Yeah, the right information will not only promote you, it will motivate you and give you the confidence you need. Proverbs 11:9, "Through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Think of that. That's interesting. The difference between success and just getting by is due to three forces.
Number one, information. The successful person knows something that others have not yet discovered or cared to pursue. They find time to enjoy good books or audio video teachings that will prepare and provoke them to stretch beyond their previous level of achievement. This works for successful people, and it will most certainly work for you.
That's right.
So here's your question. With a new passion for acquiring knowledge, what books and or audio video teachings should be on your priority list? Maybe we will suggest everything in the Debt-Free Army store. Through these phone lines, you can feel the smile on my face.
Aww. Number two, motivation. We need to start clearly defining projects and goals that lie before us. See to it that we work with real enthusiasm, in whatever we're doing. Here are two major power thoughts to help you understand more clearly what enthusiasm really means. First, the last four letters of the word enthusiasm are IASM, and they stand for I am sold myself. You got to be committed to believing in what you do. God will help you it to not be grievous if you commit it to him.
That's
There's
right.
a whole scripture that goes along with that. Second, the word enthusiasm literally means God within. When we allow the greater one who lives in us already to stir our greatest desire for excellence, we will receive the motivation that we need. What's motivation? Zig Ziglar said, every job is a self-portrait of the person who did it.
That's good.
That's very good.
Three, associations. A successful person knows how to build a bridge instead of a barrier. You're influenced by those that you associate with. You need to make it a blessing. Spend your time with those who can encourage, edify, lift you up, build you up, and sincerely want you to be all that God created you to be. Genesis 39:5 says, the Egyptian, Potiphar, was blessed because Joseph was in his house. Genesis 30:27, Laban said to Jacob, I have learned by experience that God has blessed me for your sake. So spend your time with people who can challenge you to even greater levels of accomplishment. Create a list of people with whom you like to associate with and why. If you're caught in a position where you must be the Joseph or Jacob on your job, then rely on God to make you the example.
That's right.
Just as they were to Potiphar and Laban.
He made them like it.
That's it. The Holy Spirit will bring you out with a high hand.
Can somebody say hallelujah to that?
Now create a list of people who you'd like to associate with. People who can help you get where God wants you to be on your job. We want to give you several important scriptural reasons why diligence will lead to personal growth and success.
First, a diligent work ethic is essential. Being lazy will never cut it. Proverbs 10:4 says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. The New Living Translation of that scripture says, lazy people are soon poor, hard workers get rich. So being diligent will also determine your freedom, financial and otherwise. Second,
a diligent person will plan their work and work their plan.
That's right.
Proverbs 21:5. The thoughts of the diligent tend to only plentiness, but everyone that is hasty, only to want.
That's it.
Wow. I had to read that twice.
The
New Living Translation.
That makes it clear.
Of 21:5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty.
That's right.
So if you're diligent in business, whether working for yourself or others, the words of Proverbs 27:23 will add extra meaning to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look to thy herds. The scriptures are clear. If you're diligent, the first and most important successful person you meet will be the one that you look at in the mirror.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, one thing that we love is that the people who tune into this program are winners.
That's
and
it.
And we just love encouraging you any way we can.
I want to say this again. If you're diligent, the first and most important successful person you meet will be the one that you look at in the mirror.
Every morning when you Hallelujah. Get up, whoa, there's a child of God that's going places. And that
Get a hold of that.
Me.
Get a hold of that.
Amen.
Be successful.
Yes.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.